The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American. El Mexicano que no tiene miedo para, or no tengo miedo. Listen to me. You Spanish speakers out there, you're going to laugh at me right now. no tengo miedo. Es Mexicano. And not afraid to be Americano. So, listen, you know my father right now, if he could hear this, oh my goodness, the lashing I would take from him. But hey, look, when you grow up in the United States and you, yeah, I mean, yes, I go back and forth to Mexico an awful lot, but I don't converse in Spanish every day. So you will get rusty, and I am rusty, but nevertheless, don't you worry. Yo sí puedo hablar español when I need to. So, all right, folks, man, I want to get to a lot today. I've got a take on the debate that most of you probably have not heard. Most of you probably haven't heard. As always, I am brutally honest with my listeners. I think the best listeners all around. I mean, you guys are amazing. And I think one of the bonds or one of the reasons we have such a good bond. And then when I mean the bond that I have with listeners, everybody who listens to me, it's just, well, I should say most people who listen to me, we do have Democrats that listen to this show, folks. And I send them to their cry closet all the time, especially. Let me tell you something. If you ever see somebody in their car, maybe, or somewhere else, maybe an airport, because I have had other listeners tell me, I heard other people listening to you in the airport. Listen, I'm very entertaining when you're waiting on your flight. So let's just, you know, you should spread the word about the show. But, I've had, people tell me, let me put it this way. If you see some people running to a safe space or a cry closet, it's probably a Democrat who found my show. Because a lot of Democrats and people on the left and progressives who find my show or hear about me, they don't realize that I'm of Mexican descent. And when they find out that I'm of Mexican descent and I'm still can support Trump and I'm not afraid to support Trump, I'm not afraid to support conservative causes. I'm not afraid, you know, really what it comes down to. And I had a conversation the other day, about the term conservatism. Because you will hear me all the time, and those of you who have listened to my show quite a bit, you will hear me all the time. I refer to what my political beliefs as constitutional, as freedom, believing in freedom, believing in liberty, believing in the foundation of our nation and how it was founded. I believe in 18 enumerated powers. I believe the federal government should be small. Listen, this is not or shouldn't be a left, liberal, or right, conservative thing. The country was founded a certain way. That can't be denied. It cannot be denied. And the Constitution is not ambiguous. The Constitution is very clear. You may have to take extra time to read through the Constitution. It's not the easiest of reads. It's not a short read. But it's easy to understand and listen, here's the thing too. If you're going to invest time, and you should, into learning and reading the Constitution, you have to go read the Federalist Papers. Go and read from Madison, read from the writings of Hamilton, read the writings of Jefferson, read what was going through Washington's mind when they actually asked him to be a king before they came up to be a president, to become president. You've got to look back at the history of this country. There's so much to learn. And so much of that history is alive and well today and can be if we would just learn it, if we would just teach it. But if you go back and you look at the Constitution, and listen, this goes for both sides. This goes for people who are way out over on the right side who think that let's face it, the government's doing some pretty stupid things. But you know why? They're doing it because we allow these bureaucrats to sit there in Washington and grow. We allow people like Obama and Biden and the Bushies, the Romney, you know, people like that. And this is both sides. We allow them to grow the government. The Republicans will grow the government just at a smaller rate than the Democrats because the Republicans think, well, we'll control it. And then the Democrats get control and then they go full board with it. And this is a problem with establishment Republicans. And I know I'm getting off topic a little bit here and we'll get to the debate in just a second. But what you've got to understand is you have an establishment bureaucracy. There are Republicans in that bureaucracy. There are Democrats in that bureaucracy. And they're growing the crap out of government. And they're doing bad things because they stack Washington with unelected bureaucrats. And these unelected bureaucrats are running the country more than the people we elect. And that's got to stop. That's got to stop. So when people are so confused because I'm a Mexican dude, you know, I'm Mexican descent, first generation American, and people will look at me and go, how can you support Trump? How can blah, 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 blah. And I've told you guys before, I grew up being told I was supposed to be a Democrat. You got brown skin, you got to be a Democrat. Yeah, it didn't take me long to change course and to figure out and start. Thankfully, my father and my mother taught me to think for myself. They taught me to be self-reliant. They taught me that the only person that was going to stop me was the dude I saw when I looked in the mirror. That dude. Same goes for any of you out there. I don't care who occupies the White House. Even this dementia patient who's in there now, taking this country down as fast as he can go. The only person that can stop you in this country still is yourself, the person you see in the mirror. I'm serious, folks. This country is that great. It's that great. Now, we've got a lot of work to do, absolutely. But because of that Constitution, listen, look what the Supreme Court, look at the rulings of the Supreme, the Democrats are losing their minds because what the Supreme Court just did with this litany of decisions that came out in the past couple of weeks, what they've done almost on, I don't know about all, but on most of the cases, what they've done is there's taking power from the executive and giving it back to the legislature, which is where it's supposed to be. We have far too long allowed our representative House members and our representative senators, we've far too long let them just abdicate their power to the executive branch. And they just want executive, Obama, remember what Obama said? I got a pen and I got a phone. I got my pen and I got a phone. I mean, they want the dementia patient to throw out all these executive orders. You can't govern by executive orders. If you live by executive orders, you're going to die by executive orders because thank God when Trump gets elected, he's going to nix. I think within the first 5 minutes, he's going to nix, hopefully, every executive order that Joe Biden has put forth. But here's the problem. Trump can't go forward and govern by executive order because whoever comes after him, whether it's a Democrat or an establishment Republican, they can reverse his executive orders. We have to get back to legislation. Our House members and our senators, and this is why I tell you all the time, I don't care if they got an R by their name. I don't care if they got an L by their name. I mean, an L. I wish we had some with L's by their name. If we had a vibrant Libertarian Party, I would be the first to raise my hand and go, I'm going to that party. But right now, we've got a Republican Party and a Democrat Party, and I don't care if you got an R or D by your name. If you've been in Congress for 30, 40, 50 plus years, you need to go. And we the people, we the voter, listen, I know some of you don't like the way 2020 went, and I know there were shenanigans. Listen, there's always going to be shenanigans. And let me tell you something. If you are stuck on 2020, now the Democrats, my friends, the Democrats are backed into a corner. They are in a sheer panic. They're losing their minds, and you haven't seen nothing yet. Wait till we get close to the convention. These people are going to go crazy. And if you think 2020 was dubious, you wait and see what they're going to try to do for 2024. These Democrats are losing their mind. They're up against their walls. Their backs are up against the wall. They might try to do some major stealing. So what do we do? What do you do? I don't care if you're a libertarian, independent, if you're Republican, whatever, conservative, whatever, a constitutionalist like I am and believe in freedom and liberty and that burns in your heart. Then what you've got to do is you've got to talk to people, talk to your friends, your neighbors, everybody, your family members, because everybody's got to vote, because what will beat the shenanigans of the Democrat is turnout. And what's going to do that are these black people voters now going to Trump. The Hispanic brown voters going to Trump. Trump has a chance here to capture a lot of vote that he normally wouldn't get, that other Republicans wouldn't get. So turnout. I don't care how far ahead Trump gets in the polls, because ladies and gentlemen, the new polls, my goodness, we really need to go two more weeks. We need to go another week, 2 weeks to really see the fallout from this debate, to see where the polling lies. But right now, these shot polls, these shot in time polls have Trump going up and up and up. But let me tell you this right now. If any of you sit back and go, I'm going to wait for election day. We've got this. Trump's got it. I'm tired today. It's raining outside. Oh, it's cold outside. Everybody else will vote. I don't have to. If you do that, you're going to give this election to Biden. Because let me tell you something that the Democrats do have. It has nothing to do with Biden and that dementia patient and the morons around him. They've got a ground game. The progressive whack jobs of that party, they have a ground game. And don't you let them outvote you, because they will try. So I'm just telling you right now, no matter how far ahead Trump gets, you've got to be willing to talk to people. And don't let anybody look at you and say, oh, it was stolen in 2020, it'll be stolen again. No. You know the biggest way to lose an election is to convince yourself that you've already lost and don't get in the game. That's the biggest way to lose an election. So you've got to be willing to talk to people. If they tell you 2020 was stolen, you go, well, you know what? We're going to do better this time. That's why you got to vote. It's a bigger reason you got to vote. And not only do you have to vote, you got to take two or three or four people with you to vote. Because the more people get out and turn out, and that's early voting. If your state, listen, I don't like early voting. We should have one day for voting. We should make it a Saturday or make it a national holiday. And I think more people would be willing to go with the national holiday idea. So make every Tuesday, first Tuesday of November on election year, make that a holiday. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that, because election should be election day, not election month, not election weeks. You should have one day to vote. Now, if you're elderly, yes, you can make arrangements for a absentee ballot. But you've got to show why you want an absentee ballot, and your vote has to be recorded, and ID has to be checked, signatures have to be checked. The voting should be the most secure thing in the world. And our country should be the most secure. And if you're traveling or for work or anything or family emergency, whatever, then yes, there should be an avenue for absentee voting, or maybe a couple of days voting early or something like that for the elderly, for the business person, for the family emergency, anything like that. Then of course. But for the most part, most Americans need to be voting on voting day. That's what we need, because that's how you weed out a lot of fraud. So I don't know how we're going to get to that, or when, or if we ever will, but it would be nice. But until then, you've got to play with the rules. If the Democrats, if you're in a blue state and the Democrats are going to ballot harvest because they made it legal, then you Republicans better get your butts on the ground and you better figure out how to ballot harvest. You do what the Democrats do. If it's legal, then you do it, because the Democrats will do it. Now, I got off base there from everything that I want to talk about, but that's important. It is important. You've got to understand this, that you're going to win in 2024. We are going to win in 2024 because of overwhelming turnout. We are going to make the media. You remember what the media did in the 2016? I mean, what was it? Not about 2 a.m. or so when they realized that Trump won. We need to wait till you see what the media is going to do this time when Trump wins again. But only you, the voter, can make it happen. Only you, the voter, can get out there and talk to people. And listen, talk to everybody. Don't argue with people. Don't argue with the hard left and the progressives. They're never going to change. Listen to me. There's probably, unfortunately, about 40% of this country that is hard progressive whack job left. And, or they're just such sycophants, they just can't think for themselves. And the devil himself could walk out with a D by his name and they would still vote for him. The devil himself could walk out, strap himself with some bombs and say, I'm going to kill each and every one of you. But if he's got a D by his name, they're going to vote for him. That's how messed up so many people are, and maybe it's the low information voter factor. I don't know. But honestly, I believe, like I've said before, when you hurt the pocket of a low information voter, when the low information voter drives into the gas station and hurts with pain at the gas prices, when the low information voter goes to Walmart and they're what they bought 4 years ago was $100 and the same thing today cost $400. Yeah, that's hurting the low information voter, and the low information voter doesn't go look for economic lessons. The low information voter goes, Well, Joe Biden's the president. I guess we needed to knock him out, because when Trump was president, see, here's the dynamic that we've never had before. Or if we have had it before, it wasn't in my lifetime. I mean, it must have been years, long, long time ago. But the dynamic we have today is everybody who's going to vote in November, everybody that's eligible to vote in November and should vote in November, they're going to, especially these low information voters, they're going to look and say, you know what? Donald Trump was president. And they told me all kinds of bad things about him, but gas prices were $2 or less. My food prices were half what they cost now. And then today I've got Joe Biden, who I just saw is clearly suffering from dementia or some major cognitive declines. And this guy doubled my gas prices, in some cases more than doubled my food prices, more than doubled my energy cost. Everything in my life today is more expensive under Joe Biden. What do you think that low information voter is going to do? He's going to vote for Trump. I'm telling you, folks, right now, Donald J. Trump is poised to have an amazing election. But let me tell you this. I don't sugarcoat, and just like at the beginning of the show when I was how awesome my listeners are, I will always be honest with you. I won't sugarcoat things. I will always be honest with you. And I don't care if it's a Republican. How many times do I have to tell the people of South Carolina to kick Lindsey Graham out on his ASS? Yes, Lindsey Graham, the Republican. We need to kick him out on his ASS ASAP. Okay, that's the voters need to do that of South Carolina. We need a young, conservative, independent-minded, freedom-loving, liberty-loving person to come in to a Republican, because we don't want a Democrat. But we need to replace. I'm just telling you, I will call McConnell. Need to go. Romney, need to go. I will. What's that Cornyn guy in Texas? Needs to go. I will call out Republicans just as much as I'll call out Democrats. It's just easy today to call out Democrats because pretty much they all suck. That's terrible to say, but it's true. Democrats stick together. I don't care. There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. Did you see what Schumer did yesterday? Schumer, you want to know why there's people trying to attack Supreme Court justices? You want to know why there are whack jobs out there trying to do mass shootings? You want to know why there are whack jobs out there who, God forbid, might take a shot at Donald Trump? It's because of people like Schumer and the rhetoric that he puts out, lying about Supreme Court decisions and the rhetoric that's coming out of MSNBC. I mean, this stuff is sad, so folks, it's sad. And I hope there's no violence from it, but we already see this rhetoric is causing violence. I think these people know what they're doing. They're doing it anyway. So, anyway, folks, that's just a quick message about winning, because Donald Trump is poised to win this. And again, I won't sugarcoat this. I'm not going to lie to anybody. I'm always straight with my listeners. This race is the Republicans' race to lose. This race is Donald Trump's to lose. So think about that, Trump campaign. How do you go from here? How do you pivot? You don't need to win your base over anymore. Your base isn't going anywhere. You need to go continue to get black voters. You need to get brown voters. You need to get Democrat voters. And you can do it, Donald J. Trump. You can do it. You've got the message. You just got to hone in on that message. You got to hone in. And I'll talk about that a little bit. So, but hey, listen, let me do this real quick. So again, this is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz. You are listening to the America's Web radio station. Now listen, if you missed this show live, you can listen anytime on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or just about any other podcast platform available. So listen, the other night, that debate last night, I was a special guest at a debate watch party, and this was put on by the Latin Coalition and Turning Point, one of the Turning Point organizations, but the major player I think was the Latin Coalition. Anyway, it was a good group, and this was a fun debate. I was so honored to be a guest. So thanks to Art and all the people involved. Thanks to Turning Point. Thank you to the Latin Coalition. It was amazing. I met all kinds of people, and my goodness, again, you listeners out there, big thank you to you guys. I had several listeners show up. Some drove for quite a bit of a distance just so they could meet me, and I cannot tell you how humbling that is. I am just little old Victor who has a blessed opportunity to sit here and talk to you guys and just give you my point of view and my analysis on things behind this microphone. And it's just amazing. And I can't thank you enough for listening, because without you, I couldn't do this. Listen, we can't do this for free. And without the listenership and the support that I get from you listeners, it's just, I cannot, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to thank you enough. And that goes for all the listeners who found me from the Eric Erickson show when I fill in for him. So, listen, I know some of you've got different opinions on Eric Erickson, but I will forever be grateful to Eric, because Eric is the one who gives me such a good chance and allows me to fill in for him. Listen, if Eric didn't want to, he could tell me no. So I just thank you to all of you, and hopefully, you know, listen, when my schedule lines up with Eric's, I'll be filling in again. So just stay tuned for that. But again, thank you for all of you listeners, but it really, really touched me for those of you that came out to meet me, the other night at that debate watch party. It was a blast. We had so much fun. And I knew within 5 minutes of that debate starting, that debate ended at minute 11. I mean, it really did. But it was amazing. And shout out to, and shame on me, I think, Come Epa, a Venezuelan restaurant in Duluth, Georgia. A big shout out to them, because, they had some great food. Their hospitality was amazing. They had the TVs on with the debate. They were dialed into the PA system. So it was, everybody could watch the debate and listen to it. It was really, really a lot of fun. So kudos to the owner there at this Venezuelan restaurant in Duluth, Georgia, Epa. Epa Come Epa, or something like that. Hope I got that wrong, the name right. But you can look it up. It's a Venezuelan, probably the only Venezuelan restaurant in Duluth, I'm sure. But it was amazing. So if you're in Georgia and you want to try something different, then get out there and try that restaurant. It was a lot of fun. Great hospitality. Thank you to them for allowing this debate watch party to happen, and for them to welcome all the listeners that showed up and all the other people that showed up. So it was a great event. So thank you. So all right, let me get to this debate. Now I might have a little bit of a different take, folks. First of all, how awesome was it? I mean, did you guys enjoy watching the Trump train just absolutely demolish the dementia patient? I don't know any other way to put it, folks, but the different take that I'm going to have is I'm going to tell you this. Trump did win the debate. There's no doubt. But he won it more because Biden was so bad. Listen, folks, I told you guys last week that they hid Biden for 7 days or 8 days or however many days it was, because in my opinion, I think they were trying to get his dosage right. They didn't want to overdrug him like they did at the State of the Union, because they didn't want it to be obvious, because clearly this administration and the media has been lying to the American people. You talk about gaslighting? Holy cow. How many of you are going to be pissed off that you've been gaslighted and you're still being gaslighted by this administration? They're still telling you that your eyes are deceiving you. They're still telling you that, oh no, you can't believe what you just saw. Ladies and gentlemen, what you saw on last Thursday night was a Joe Biden that is in cognitive decline that everybody knew, unless you watched CNN, unless you watched MSNBC, unless you listened to the lies coming out of the White House. Remember, it was just a short 2 weeks ago where this stupid White House was telling the American people, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please listen to me. Please listen to me. Because you'll understand when I'm telling you that you cannot vote for today's Democrat. You'll understand when I tell you that today's Democrat Party is not the party of JFK. And there are no moderates, because they all stick together. And the fact that they were willing to lie to you. Listen, this is the party that's telling you, their whole campaign is, that guy is a felon. That guy wants to get rid of democracy. That guy, that's their whole campaign. Their whole campaign is telling you, that guy lies. All they could tell you about the debate, not one thing about how they're going to make your life better, not one thing how they're going to remove regulations so that you can actually function in this economy, not one word about what are they going to do to lower taxes to help people, what are they going to do to get costs down, what are they going to do to get inflation down, not one word about that. All the Biden team can do and the Democrats and the media can do is point and go, oh, but he lied. Listen, Trump didn't really lie. Trump is a real estate mogul. What do they do in real estate? They embellish. They use fantastic words and fantastic descriptions, wonderful adjectives, and they really, really pour it on thick. When you, if you're, how many times do you look up a house that goes, "Hey, here's a house for sale. Come check it out." No, it's gonna say best views in the world, unbelievable tranquility. That's what you're gonna see and get from a real estate. Anyone selling real estate. And Donald Trump is a real estate mogul. He knows how to embellish. He knows how to paint the picture. He knows how to use hyperbole. But nothing that Trump said that night and the other night in the debate, nothing he said, whether he stretched the truth, whether it was hyperbole, whether it was embellishment, whatever, call it a lie if you want, nothing Trump said on that stage is going to hurt you. Nothing on that stage that Donald Trump said is going to take more money from your pocket. But I don't know how many things the dementia, once the dementia patient got a complete sentence out, his lies actually have consequence on your life. Biden actually looked at the cameras and said that nobody, and this man, this is, he, listen folks, he is cognitively impaired. I don't give a rat's, you know what his golf handicap is. What is his mental handicap? This man is the president of the United States and he couldn't stand that next to a guy that they tell you is dumber than dumb. That's what they tell you about Donald Trump. Now listen folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. I'm not angry. I'm just right. And the Democrat Party who tells you that Donald Trump is dumber than dumb, Donald Trump doesn't know anything. Well, their guy, Joe Biden, couldn't stand next to him on a stage and get out hardly any coherent sentences to debate Donald Trump. I mean, according to the Democrats, Donald Trump ought to be the easiest person to debate. But Joe Biden couldn't do it. Joe Biden couldn't do it. We witnessed what all of us knew. All of us knew Joe Biden is in trouble. How many times have I told you I actually feel sorry for Joe Biden? This man is suffering. And the elderly abuse that his wife is putting him through and allowing, shame on you, Jill Biden. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Shame on you, Jill Biden. Shame on you. Joe Biden needs to be off in the retirement pasture, maybe having a relationship with the granddaughter that he won't recognize, along with the other family that he does recognize. He should be enjoying his final years. Hopefully he has more, 10 or so more years to go. Doesn't need to be going through what he's going through now, but the people of the Democrat Party, Jill Biden and the crew around that whole establishment Democrat Party around Joe Biden, they are choosing power over you. They're choosing power over the country. So the party that, listen, if they lie to you about Joe Biden's health, and they're continuing to lie, they're telling you, don't believe your eyes, he just had a cold. Hey, let me tell you something. The last time I had a cold, I could still speak in complete sentences. I could still add and subtract. I could still do this radio show, and you guys probably didn't even know I had a cold. Joe Biden's problem was not that he had a cold. You know, it's funny. They shot him up with whatever they shot him up with after the debate the next day, and he was able to read from a teleprompter. Oh, you can shoot him up and he can read from a teleprompter, but he can't do a news conference. He can't do a debate. Because I don't care what you shoot him up with to keep his eyes open, you can't fire up the cognitive abilities. You can't fire the synopsis for his brain no matter what you give him. He cannot do a press conference. He cannot do a town hall. He cannot do a debate. And we all saw it. We all knew it. We all knew it. But the media lied to you, and they've been lying to you, and they're going to lie to you more. The administration, Jill Biden and the people around Jill Biden, Jill and the people around her and Joe, they've been lying to you, and they're still lying to you today. So if they lied to you about that, what else will they lie to you about? Oh, maybe lying to you about 34 counts that they went after Trump with, and they went to a Manhattan court where they knew they could get a conviction. What else are they lying about? Are they lying to you about not raising taxes on if you're under 400,000? Hell yeah, they're lying to you. Every one of you out there who pays taxes is going to get a tax hike under Joe Biden. Every one of you. So what else are they lying to you about? Because listen, the party, the Democrats, that are out there telling you that Donald Trump is the killer of democracy, that Donald Trump's going to be the death to democracy. The Democrats are the very party that's actually trying to skirt democracy. They didn't give Democrats a chance in a primary to vote out Biden. So now they're stuck with him. That's not democracy. They didn't even allow their people to vote for somebody else. That's not democracy. They're getting RFK kicked off of ballots. That's not democracy. The Democrat Party today, they're the ones that are the biggest threat to democracy. And again, we're a republic, but what's a few words? All right, folks, listen, we got to take a break. I will be right back. Don't you go anywhere. This is the On Point with Victor Show.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Arman. There is the Mexican not afraid to be American. Listen, we've got some awesome listeners down in Daytona Beach. And I got to say this. I know I missed you the other day, and hang tight. I am going to get in touch with you. Don't you worry. I cannot tell you guys. I can't thank you enough. The listenership is amazing for this show and growing like crazy. And I always, when I can, have to give a special shout out to my South Daytona listeners, because there's a family down there that's amazing. And well wishes to Mick. Well wishes. I hope everything is going fine. Everything will be fine. So, but anyway, listen. You guys, you saw the debate, you saw what happened. I don't need to get into the mumbling and fumbling and what Joe Biden did and didn't do and didn't say and all that. All you need to take away, what you need to take more than Joe Biden's decline, the takeaway from this debate, there are a couple of things. One, and the big, probably one of the biggest ones to take away from this, is if you were surprised at Joe Biden's performance. If you are a low information voter, if you're part of the dumb masses, and I shouldn't say that, and that's an M, masses. I mean that the best way possible. Look, you gotta understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a huge group of voters out there, and they're just low information voters. They get their news from Entertainment Tonight. They get flyby news. They get flyby news. What do I mean by that? They check in and see a headline. Oh, that must be the news. They don't read it for themselves. They don't verify for themselves. There's just an awful lot of voters that's the way they are. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But they're going to vote. They're going to vote. And that low information voter. So if you're a low information voter out there and you're surprised at what you saw in Joe Biden, then you need to question where you're getting your news from. Because all of us, anyone who listens to my show on a regular basis, and anyone who watches Fox News or does their own research, and listens to other talk radio hosts, you all knew that Joe Biden was in decline. You all knew that this guy was having cognitive issues. You all knew that this guy's not up for the job. But those of you who were surprised on Thursday night, then you need to ask yourself, where am I getting the news from and why am I listening to these people? Because they lied to you. And then you got to ask yourself, why would the Democrat Party in unison lie and continue to lie? You had that Clyburn guy from South Carolina. Oh my God. This guy, it is amazing to me. And you voters in South Carolina, if you don't vote this guy out, listen, you can't do anything for this guy lying through his teeth to you. If you go and stand in front of this bozo in the halls of Congress and you lie to him, you go to jail. You go to jail. But this guy can look at you through every camera that they'll put on him and he'll lie to you, and there ain't a damn thing you can do about it. Except throw him out of office along with a ton of these so-called representatives. Throw them out of office. You ladies and gentlemen out there, the voter of this country, have the biggest power of anyone across this planet. And that's the ability to throw anyone in political power, to throw them out of political power. You've just got to have the will to do it. And this bozo Clyburn out there in South Carolina actually looked at the camera and told people, well, I know what it's like to be overprepared. I know what it's like. As if Joe Biden's cognitive issues was because he was overprepared. That should be an insult to every one of you voters. And you know what? A lot of his vote, most of his, I guess his district are black voters. You, especially you black voters who have been married to the Democrat Party, you especially should be the most offended and the most pissed off voting bloc. Because the Democrat Party takes you for granted. They've been taking you for granted. And this goes for you, some of you brown, my fellow brown voters as well. You've been taken advantage of by this party of the Democrats. And they treat my fellow brown voters like we're stupid. They treat us like we're stupid. We saw Joe Biden with our own eyes. We know what cognitive decline looks like. And Clyburn, it has the cojones to go on the news in front of every camera that'll point to him and tell you, oh, you stupid voter, you poor stupid voter. If he could pat you on the head through the camera, he would. And he would sit there and tell you, oh, you stupid voter, you stupid, stupid voter. Joe Biden was just overprepared. He's overprepared. Listen, if you guys go out there and vote for Democrats and you vote for Joe Biden or any other Democrat, then there is nothing I can do for you or anyone else. You're just going to continue to vote for your demise. Because every time you vote for one of these bozos that just continually lies to you, they're not hurt. When they hurt you, they hurt you because of regulations. They hurt you because of taxes. They hurt you because they drive this economy into the ground in the name of climate change hoax. In the name of a climate change hoax, they're driving the economy into the ground. And they're either putting you out of work or they're driving the cost up so much that you can't keep up with it because your wages aren't growing enough to keep up with inflation. They're making your life hard. These bozos will look at you and tell you, oh, we're not going to raise taxes on you. We're going to take it from the billionaires. No, they're not. They can take whatever they want from the billionaires. They ain't going to help you at all because your wages are down here and the prices are up here. It hurts you. Inflation is a tax on the poor. Inflation is a tax on the poor. And who causes inflation? There's only one entity that can cause inflation, and that's government policy. And the Democrats are causing inflation, and they're going to make it worse. They're making it worse. You go ahead and elect these people. You go ahead and vote for these Democrats, and you go ahead and put up the let them drive inflation up. It's a tax on you. It's a tax on you. And they will look at you and say, no, we're not raising taxes. We're not raising taxes. We're going to raise taxes on the billionaire over there. Whatever. The billionaire ain't going to hurt. And you know who else doesn't hurt? The politicians don't hurt. The politicians can take out your taxpayer credit card and they buy everything they need with it. Or they get donations or who knows what from other countries. They get donations from you. I don't know why. And then they make these deals and they're getting lobbyist money and then they're getting, and if you think to Joe Biden and other Democrats and even somebody like McConnell, if you think they're not getting money from China somehow, you're out of your damn mind. Darn mind. Sorry, folks. It's a family show. You're out of your darn minds. You don't get to, You don't get to be somebody like Joe Biden, who's never had a private sector job in his life, and go and live off the taxpayer by being elected, and then somehow you're a multimillionaire with three homes, nice homes. Yeah, no, that doesn't happen off of a senator's salary or a congressman's salary. No, it happens because there's some kind of deals going on, and there's lobbyist money. There's all kinds of money flying around Washington. These people will put you in pain and make your life harder, and none of it hurts them. None of it hurts them. You know why? If you go out and you live on your credit card, that credit card bill is going to come due at some point. It's going to come due, and you're going to pay it, or they're going to cut it off. And then what are you going to do? That doesn't happen for your politicians. These bozo politicians that you keep voting for, when they put themselves in debt, they just more and more. We're going to take more from the American people and more from the American people. There's nothing to cut them off because they control it all because you allow them to. So I'm getting off the beaten path here, but you've got to understand that. You've got to understand the implications of your vote when you just are sycophants and you vote for these people that are lying to you, because you all saw at this debate, you saw the decline of Joe Biden. And everybody knew it, unless you're a sycophant or a low information voter and you're getting your news from MSNBC, or you're getting the news from the White House, or you're getting the news from some other practically state run media. And they were telling you and lying to you that Joe Biden's sharp. Joe Biden, I need to make a sound bite. You can hear all the administration people for the last few months and all the media, so much of the media and so much of social media and all other places, just person after person after person. Joe Biden sharp, boy behind closed doors. You should see Joe Biden. We're not going to let you see him. But oh, if you could see Joe Biden, he's sharp. He's with it. He's 100%, and he's the sharpest person I've ever seen. And he's blah, 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 blah. And then the debate, where they tried to not drug him enough for you to notice it, but they wanted to keep him awake. Well, they were able to keep him awake. But again, you can't shoot up brain cells. You can't inject brain cells, and you can't inject some liquid to make the brain cells fire and connect. Joe Biden is suffering, and you saw it on Thursday night. And you got to ask yourself, the biggest takeaway from this debate, not that Trump won, it's that you are lied to. And if they lied to you about that, what else are they lying to you about? And they're still lying to you. Jill Biden is out there screaming to the top of her lungs, Joe is okay. Jill, you should be ashamed of yourself. Shame, 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 shame. And the media wants you to think she's a doctor. Whatever. She's got a PhD or whatever in education. Clearly, it is a bad look for people with education doctorates. I mean, Jill, you should be ashamed of yourself. Absolutely should be ashamed of yourself. But folks, that's what you saw. That's what you saw. So this is what my biggest takeaway from this debate was, that the low information voter got to sit there and go, holy cow, this guy's in trouble. There's no way this guy can be, he shouldn't be president now, let alone be reelected. Well, now you low information voter need to put the dots together. Why did the media, why are the Democrats, why is Jill Biden, why are all the bureaucrats around Joe Biden, why are they lying to you, trying to tell you not to believe your lying eyes? They're telling you that Joe Biden is well, when we all know that he's not. And let me tell you something. Joe Biden is out there running around going, I want to debate again. I want to debate again. There won't be another debate, folks. Donald Trump needs to come out and say again, anytime, anywhere, any place, let's do it. Let's do it tomorrow. There's no way, folks. Listen, there's no way. They are not going to let Joe Biden debate again. Let me tell you what they're going to do. They're probably going to figure out a way to somehow get, in fact, I think there was a story about this today, but somehow they're going to figure out a way to nominate Joe Biden before the convention, because listen, there's a fight. The fight behind the scenes right now between the Democrats. Oh my goodness. I'd love to be a fly on that wall. The internal fighting going on right now, because they're going to lie to you in front of the cameras. But trust me and believe me, please do not doubt me. Do not doubt me. The Democrat Party behind the scenes right now is in utter chaos. They know they're going down, and they're going down fast. This Biden ship is sinking, And there are a lot of Democrats that don't want to go down with this ship. Listen, Gretchen, what is her name? Whitmer or whatever in Michigan. She threw out the first shot the other night when she said Michigan's not winnable for Democrats. Michigan is not winnable for Democrats. And a lot of people took that as her throwing her hat in the ring to replace Biden. Now, let me tell you something. There is no way that if they try and draft Gretchen from Michigan, there's no way she's going to say no. But she's out there today telling people, no, I don't want it. I don't want to replace Biden. And you know what? She might be being honest here because she doesn't want to go down with this ship either. There are a lot, I'm telling you, there's a fight behind the scenes. These Democrats do not want to go down with this ship because this ship is imploding. Folks, listen, I told you at the beginning of the show, we need another couple of weeks to really see the polling come out, to see how the polling is being affected by the, and see what the trends are after this debate. But when you look at the flash polls and the short-term trends just from the debate, Donald Trump is ascending fast. Donald Trump went from one point or half a point ahead to 4 points and more ahead in some of these polls in some of these states. I mean, it's almost every battleground he's leading in now. In states like Jersey, he's winning now. Again, this is just poll. But pay attention to the trends. Pay attention to the trends. When the trend has Donald Trump leading in New Jersey, that's an alarm for Democrats. When Donald Trump is tied or leading in Virginia and the trending has him on the ascension in Virginia, that's a warning sign for Democrats. When Donald Trump looks like he's going to be the first Republican to win Nevada, possibly the first Republican to even make Minnesota close, there's a problem for Democrats. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this ship that is the Biden ship is going down, and they're going to ride this ship down because let me tell you something. Joe Biden's not going anywhere. Joe Biden is not going anywhere. And why? 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 Well, let me tell you this. These are the rules. Look, the Democrats, the DNC, they make these rules. Joe Biden, if he were to go somewhere, listen, he's got the money. They just raised $100 million. You talk about low. Listen, folks, I told you, there's a lot of dumb masses out there, a lot of low information voters. And then there's a lot of progressive whack jobs, and these progressive whack jobs, they'll send money into Joe Biden. And they're sending money into Joe Biden after that disastrous debate. Listen, again, if you're waiting for the Democrat Party to put the people of this country ahead of power, then you're going to die before that happens. They would rather lie to you and prop up a dementia patient to put this country in jeopardy. Because every leader, every despot around the world will take advantage. They're already taking advantage of Joe Biden. And now after what they saw, all hell could break loose because of we've got the weakest president we've probably ever had in the history of this country. And the Democrat Party, instead of saying, you know what, we got to do something about this because we need to be in this for the American people and for the good of the country, not for the good of the power of the Democrats, they're choosing power over you. They're choosing power over you. Jill Biden, look, I told you people way back, not long after 2020 election, I told you guys, Jill Biden is behind Joe Biden, propping him up. Jill Biden loves this power. Jill Biden does not want to go to a life where she's taking care of Joe and she's having to take care of Hunter and she's having to take care of the daughter and the rest of that family. Jill Biden doesn't want to be that matriarch. Jill Biden wants to be surrounded by power where Joe Biden has handlers and she doesn't have to worry about it. Where there are handlers to keep Hunter at bay and she doesn't have to worry about it. Jill just gets to prance around and be on the cover of Vogue magazine. I mean, folks, this Jill Biden is not going to let go of this power. So that's number one. The other thing is, even if Joe Biden wanted to step aside or if they convinced him to step aside somehow, he's got the money. He's got the war chest, hundreds of millions of dollars. And you know what? Whoever the other candidate would be would not get that money. Let me repeat that. Joe Biden cannot bequeath his campaign war chest to anybody except one person. And that's Kamala Harris. And who do the people of this country not want more than they don't want Joe Biden? Who in this country polls even worse than Joe Biden? Well, that would be Kamala Harris. So they don't want Kamala Harris. Now, I talked about this before. And again, I'm going to go back to the minority voters. I'm going to go back to my fellow minority voters. You black voters, you brown voters, and whatever minority voters out there who are stuck on the Democrat Party. This is the Democrat Party that will not take a doddering old fool, a doddering old white guy. They won't get him to step aside and make room for the black lady. Now, she's not African American, folks. She's part Jamaican and part Indian. So they call her black. Whatever, whatever. She's a woman of color. Okay? So the white man, the Democrat Party, the power of the Democrat Party, the upper echelon, the establishment party, the people that are all in power, will not convince the white, doddering, dementia-laden old fool. They will not tell him to step aside and make room for the woman of color to become the candidate, take the money, and maybe she gives Trump a run for his money. Who knows? Maybe she could campaign better than we think. But they don't want her. It's not just the American people don't like Kamala. The upper echelon of the Democrat Party, the powers that be, the white folks that run this thing, Schumer, Pelosi, Bidens, they don't want to make way for the woman of color. So what are they going to do? What are they going to do? So you've got the Democrat establishment that they're trying to figure out. Trust me. They're trying. Who's the top of their list? Gavin Newsom, white dude. Gretchen Whitmer, white chick. This, again, I am telling you, one day, my minority brethren, my fellow minority voters, you're going to wake up one day. The Democrat Party could care less about your skin color. They only abuse you and use you because of your vote, because they want power. They use you for power. But when you put brass down to the ground and all they got to do is step aside, they don't even have to require the American people to vote for a woman of color because she's sitting right there. She's sitting right there. They anointed her because of her skin color to be vice president, and she's right there. They don't even have to beg people to vote for her. All they have to do is tell the white dude to move aside. Let the woman of color come up, but they won't do it. They would rather go down with this ship because they want another white dude, the great white hope, which is Gavin Newsom, or they want the white chick, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan. They don't want the woman of color. You got to understand that it's right there in front of your face what the Democrat Party is doing and how dubious they are and how much they lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to understand that. One day you will. One day you will. My fellow minorities, one day you're, I know, in fact, a lot of you are waking up. A lot of my fellow minorities. Listen, I met some Latino voters the other night and they were coming up to me and giving me the thumbs up and saying, Oma, thank you for being so vocal about your support for conservative issues, for liberty, for freedom, for the Constitution, for capitalism. It's not just about Donald J. Trump. It's about all these other issues and the direction this country. We're either going to go and be free and be a capitalist economy, or we're going to be under an authoritarian rule of the Democrat Party, and we're going to go towards socialism and communism. The choice is easy. The choice is easy. But it's amazing. Listen, I was at a movie theater the other day. And I had on a t-shirt, Latinos for Trump. And I had, in the middle of this theater, people all around, I was at the concession stand, and I had a group of Hispanics come up to me and voicefully, I mean loud as they could, going, hey, viva Trump! Vota por Trump! Vota por Trump! Nosotros con Trump! They did this in the movie theater. Folks, I don't know of another time. I don't think I've ever seen that happen before. And they're coming out for Trump. So a lot of my fellow minorities are waking up, and it's awesome. It's an awesome sight to see. Awesome sight to see. I have on a new shirt today. It said, don't worry, gringo. I'm legal and I voted for Trump. And I can't wait to see what this shirt gets me today. The looks that I'm going to get today with this shirt. I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, folks, I'm just, you know, we saw what we saw, and that's one of the biggest takeaways to take away from this is why are you going to sit back and allow the media to lie to you like this? Why would you believe them? Why would you watch MSNBC or CNN, PBS, and all the others? They lied to you about Joe Biden. They know. Now they're all acting like they didn't know. Whatever. They knew. They knew. And then this administration is lying through their teeth at you, and they're still lying to you. Why on earth would you support them? Listen, Donald Trump will be president for 4 years, and then he's going to be gone. Donald Trump's not going to be a dictator. Donald Trump never said he was going to be a dictator. If you can't take a joke, then you got problems. If you can't laugh at some of the things, listen, Donald Trump's a funny dude. And if you can't laugh at the way he trolls the media, then you're probably having a hard life. You need to relax and laugh because Donald Trump's a funny dude. Donald Trump never said he's going to be a dictator. Donald Trump never said he's going to get revenge on everybody. Donald Trump never said he's going to throw people in jail. It's quite the opposite. And you know what? The Supreme Court just ruled on behalf of the presidency, not on behalf of Trump, not on behalf of Biden, although Biden is out there trashing the Supreme Court ruling. When this Supreme Court ruling that gives president the immunity, listen, this Supreme Court ruling did not give the presidency total immunity. In fact, if you read, and again, you should read, if you read the ruling that the Supreme Court put out, they don't give total immunity to the office of the presidency. They give immunity to the duties of the presidency while they're president. But if you go break a law that has nothing to do with the duties of the presidency, then you can be tried, convicted, and whatever sentence comes on you can happen. Even if you're the president. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. Read what Amy Coney Barrett said. Read what she said. She didn't pave a way for the presidency to be immune from everything or be above the law. It's quite the opposite of what they did. And Joe Biden should be kissing every Supreme... Listen, behind the scenes, trust me, the Democrats love what the Supreme Court just did because they protected Joe Biden from being convicted on anything now. And there's plenty he could... I'm sure there's plenty of stuff he could be convicted on, but all that's going to go away now because the president... And listen, the Supreme Court got it right. You cannot be a president and deal with the things that the presidency has to deal with, making quick decisions regarding terrorists if they don't have immunity while in office. I'm sorry, folks. It's just the way it is. And our founding fathers wanted it this way. Obama's probably cheering up and down about this decision because if they had said that the president didn't have immunity, then any prosecutor in this United States could have prosecuted Obama for killing an American citizen overseas because Obama killed two American citizens with a drone strike or one American. It was one or two. And he could be convicted for that. But not now because of what they said. So, all right, folks, listen, I don't have time to get into the other thing of takeaway from this debate was Donald Trump. Listen, Donald Trump did okay, but he can do better. Donald Trump needs to stick to the issues. Donald Trump needs to take this time at these debates, if he has another one, and use it to explain. He doesn't need to win over his base. He doesn't need to talk about 2020. He doesn't need to talk about the court cases. He needs to just go into the issues and educate the voters. Listen, a lot of low information voters are going to watch because they're watching the train wreck that is Biden. And so when Biden says stupid things like, I'm going to tax corporations and not you. No, you are going to be taxed because corporations don't pay tax. Donald Trump could have looked. Listen, you know what I'm going to do next week for show? Next week's show or the week after next week, because I won't be here next week. I'm going to play the questions, and I'm going to answer them as Donald Trump should answer them. Because when Biden or any Democrat says they're going to tax corporations, it's so easy. Individuals pay taxes. Corporations don't. Corporations, if you tax a corporation, they're going to put that as a cost of doing business, and you're going to pay for it. They're going to run that tax bill all the way down to the cost of whatever item they put out, and you're going to pay for it. You, the individual, pay. All right, folks, stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next. We'll see you next week.
Well, the views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.